Right. Well, just as a point of review from last week, we talked about with the Holy Spirit within us, talking about temptations and those kinds of things that we deal with on a daily basis. At least I do. Anybody else in the same boat? We deal with those kinds of things. With the Holy Spirit's help within, we have the constant reminder of God's Word to use against the temptations of the enemy. We're going to begin to talk about those kinds of things. And when the enemy, or as he's referred to in Matthew, the tempter, tries to tempt you and I to do evil, we have the power to send him away with God's Word. We're going to look at that here in just a little bit. How many of you realize that the Spirit will bring to your mind words and the Word when you need it? Amen? It will just come up. But here's the thing. If you haven't put anything in there, He doesn't have anything to draw from. Amen? So it's important that we read God's Word. Remember what it says in John 14 and 26. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I've said to you. How is he going to remind you if you haven't got in His Word and spent time in there reading and letting Him speak to you by His Word? Amen? So it's important. So I want for us to understand tonight as we step into the new this new section, we have to realize that it's not a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle. Amen? It's not like we can just go beat somebody up and have it done. I mean, as a guy, that's our mode. I mean, that's what we want to do. If somebody comes against us, right, Eugene, we're just going to beat them up. But this isn't one of those things that we can just, you can't beat it up. Why? Because it's a spiritual battle. And so turn with me tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and we're going to read verses 3 through 7. It's going to talk about that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 through 7. This is what it says. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Amen? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ, well, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ's, even so we are Christ. Amen? We're Christ. Does anybody besides me have problems bringing every thought into captivity?
Oh, come on now, Pastor.
Anybody besides the preacher having trouble with that one? I'm telling you what, that when you begin to really set your mind towards taking every thought, it doesn't say take a few.